The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Today, I'm delighted to be joined once again by Christopher Von Jacko, the CEO of Plarium. Chris, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me again, Martin. Really appreciate it.
No, our pleasure. Our pleasure. Thank you for your time. Now, you've had some great news out lately, especially from the FDA approval and, lowering the age of Zenovue. Can you walk us through what that means in practice for both, I suppose, patients and the size of your potential market?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we were really delighted. So we made that announcement on Monday, and it does a few things for us, right? So I would say the first thing that it does is it enhances our clinical use and our safety profile, right? So like you described, now we can actually image patients with our Zenovue drug down to the age of 6, right? And it really just basically reinforces the safety and tolerability of the technology, which I think is a huge thing. The other thing, obviously, it addresses a major diagnostic gap in pediatrics, right? Basically spirometry is the way you get a functional understanding of what's going on in the lung. You blow into this tube, right, essentially. But not everybody can do that, right? Especially children. We know of our experience with Cincinnati Children's Hospital that somewhere on the order of about 50% of kids between 6 and 9 can actually do it. And then, of course, you have the older population that sometimes has trouble. But, you know, being able to just do a 10-second breath hold, and sometimes in some cases less, for younger kids is great. And obviously for the younger kids, having the ability to have something that's radiation-free is pretty good. I would say the other big nugget that we have here from this news is sort of the broader reach that we have with the pediatric indication, because in the United States, as opposed to a lot of other places around the world, we have dedicated pediatric only hospitals. I don't think you have that in the UK. Do you have that in the UK?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. So in the United States, we have about 200 dedicated pediatric only hospitals. And right now we've been talking to a lot of these dedicated pediatric hospitals. Cincinnati Children's is obviously one of them. But they were only able to treat about 1/3 of their population. Remember, these kids are going from infants up to 18 at these pediatric hospitals. So they were only able to look at patients from 12 to 18. Now they can address 2/3 of their population, which is great. And then obviously the other thing is from a return on investment capability, whether you're a pediatric hospital or not, you're just having a lot more patients. So when we go into these hospitals and we're talking to them about their return on investment, they have just more encatchment of patients that they have, which is nice. And then I would say for Plarium, you know, obviously we are trying to drive systems out there, but in the end it's driving utilization. And with the addition of this pediatric indication, it expands basically another million, patients for us, which obviously makes it quite good. And also, I would throw on there, it also makes us more attractive to the pharmaceutical partners that want to look at specific pediatric drug development. So overall, you can tell we're really ecstatic about it. We think even the stock actually responded quite nicely after the announcement. So we can hopefully we'll continue that trend.
Indeed, indeed. And you also gave an update with your collaboration with Philips. How's that partnership shaping up? And well, I suppose it bodes well with the FDA age expansion in play.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. So when we announced this original partnership with Philips, it was 2 years ago. Polarion did the announcement, but actually Philips didn't do a press release. In this case, they actually did a press release, and it happened to be while I was at the big MRI, the annual basically international MRI meeting, which was down in Hawaii. And it was nice. It was sort of in the middle of that meeting. And they basically talked about one of the key areas that they're focused on, which is in pediatrics. They're also focused on trying to expand MR by imaging other nuclei. And xenon is the first and only other nuclei that has an FDA approval, which is quite nice. So Philips has been an outstanding partner. I've said it many, many times. They're obviously helping us amplify our clinical and commercial impact with the xenon MRI, which is great. They have an amazing commitment to innovation and making sure that there's a very seamless integration with the MRI workflow. They actually have the best workflow integration for doing xenon to date, which is great. And then, of course, we both have, as I mentioned, obviously this shared focus on pediatric care. That was the focus of their press release that they did, was really focusing on children's hospitals. And they have this really nice alignment where they have a lot of their systems in pediatric hospitals in the United States, which is great. And then I would say the other thing, as I mentioned, obviously, is sort of this joint development that we've been working on. We're obviously trying to look at ways to enhance xenon MRI's experience, obviously within the Philips platform as well, basically, making sure that we are optimizing the workflow to make sure that the imaging works out well. In fact, we had a couple of our engineers that were recently visited the Netherlands, and were doing some specific things on looking at sort of the robust, sorry, workflow with our coil. So that was great. From time to time, we put things up on LinkedIn, whether I'm putting things up on LinkedIn or Polarion's putting up things on LinkedIn. I think we just had something up there where our team was over in the Netherlands, which was great. And we're amplifying the voice, and we're doing joint presentations, and we're just really excited about the partnership and try to continue that.
Indeed. Well, I've spotted the stuff on LinkedIn, and there seems to be a kind of buzz building around the xenon MRI, especially with this presence at recent conferences, as all that you've just mentioned. But can you tell us a bit more about how the technology is being used across all the different sort of lung conditions, and why starting to gain such attraction as I suppose the go-to approach?
Yeah, I think the momentum is building, but there's still a lot of work that we need to do around building awareness, right? I mentioned that I was recently at the ISMRM, which is the main MRI-focused international meeting in MRI, and there were a number of talks that were there at that meeting. And in fact, I gave three talks. One was in a plenary session, which was a keynote talk, which was great, and that actually helps build that overall interest. And then, of course, at the ATS meeting, we had probably over 35 presentations that were done at the meeting, which is great. And I always say, once the clinicians hear and understand what the technology does, how they can visualize lung function, how it's non-invasive, doesn't use radiation. It resonates very, very quickly, right? Which is a really nice thing. But applicably, we have a wide range of conditions where the technology can be used, right? Whether it's airway diseases like asthma or COPD or cystic fibrosis, whether it's lung cancer in particular, whether they're doing planning for lung cancer. And then obviously, as we're trying to grow out into doing more gas exchange imaging, where you're looking at things like interstitial lung disease, like pulmonary fibrosis or pulmonary hypertension, those types of things. But I think in general, lots of clinical compelling clinical advantages of the technology that we've talked about before. And I can't remember, did you ask me about Bastian? About Dr. Dre House. I think you did, right?
Yeah, well, that's one of the awards I was we're talking
Yeah, I
the
mean,
conference, yeah.
how cool is that, right? Like, to basically for him to be recognized at the American Thoracic Society, which is the ATS meeting out in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago, was great. Really, basically, his pioneering work of taking this technology from the bench and into the clinic, and such a great achievement, I think, and to be recognized by the largest society that's focused on the lung is really great, and great for obviously Polarium, and great for the technology, but great for clinicians that are treating these really tough diseases as well as the patients.
No, you've obviously got a lot happening. And obviously I appreciate some things you can't tell us, but can you give us a high level summary of what the company's plans are for, the rest of the year? Are any key milestones the investors should be looking out for?
Yeah, Martin, when you've asked me this question before, and I get asked this question, I'm always talking about the five pillars, right? It's really focused on those five pillars. And of course, the first three is really focusing on, commercial execution to drive growth, right? So without a doubt, our top priority is basically securing additional orders for obviously both the Xenon MRI systems, as well as our consumables, most notably, obviously, the Xenon gas blend, as we're driving towards our 2025 revenue targets of 5 to 6 million, right? Last year we finished above 3 million. We're trying to, hopefully maybe get close to doubling that this year. And luckily, we do have a nice backlog that we're working with. But we're really focused on expanding clinical adoption as well, like driving utilization across the existing and the new hospital sites that we are and will be bringing on. I would say the other thing is that we're trying to always increase our total addressable market. We're doing that through clinical advancements. So obviously, we're trying to finalize our plans around our FDA trial for gas exchange. We're really kind of focused on that. And we were really excited to announce just a few weeks ago, I think, that we reduced the projected cost estimates of the trial from around 9 to 11 million, I believe that's what the number was, to approximately around 4 million, making it much more of a capital efficient trials. And I think a lot of that has come from the discussions that we've had with the FDA, which has been really great. And then I say the other area about expanding our total addressable market is looking outside the United States, right? I'm asked that question a lot. And obviously, we hired our first international distributor in Taiwan. We're looking at adding some additional distributors outside there. And as I always mention it, we're looking to partner with like-minded dealers who will be able to handle the regulatory, the installation, and the service in those regions. So we're pretty excited about that. And I think obviously the last area that we are always focusing on is our strategic partnerships. We've talked a lot about Philips here, but obviously the work that we've been doing with VIDA and aligning strategic collaborations in the pharma side, right? So working very closely with them and continue to look at potential new partnerships on doing additional trials with Xenon. So yeah, pretty excited about that. And of course, the last part really is financial planning, right? I think we announced a few months ago, or a couple of months ago, I guess, that we've stretched out our cash runway, should get us into mid next year. But we're obviously evaluating structure and timing when we have to raise some new funds. And I think that kind of sums it up.
Great. Well, thank you for that, Chris. And it's always good to talk to you. And I always try and catch you out with our last question, but you always manage to bat it back straight at me. So well done. So always a pleasure. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to speaking to you again soon.
All right. Thanks so much, Martin. All the best to you.
Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer.
Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.